Hey guys, welcome to Valley Home Loans. I am Valley Williams, a loan officer with C2 Financial Corporation, the nation's number one mortgage broker. There's a lot going on in the industry right now when it comes to changes. And one of the things I wanted to bring to people's attention, because we got to know about this, right, is the interest rates, the federal government, the economy, and the new changes with FHA. So recently, actually yesterday, which happened to be the 20th, I think, the feds came out with a statement that the economy's job reports and economic growth weren't as high up as they expected. So what happened was, because they were essentially afraid of a recession in 2020, the feds decided, okay, well, we announced at the end of 2018 that we were going to raise the interest rates 4 or 5 times in 2019. But once the economic reports came out, they realized, hey, we're not going to raise them 4 to 5 times. We're only going to raise them once. So interest rates bounced back in January and February. We saw a reduction in interest rates, which, you know, makes housing more affordable. Well, just yesterday, they came out with another report and said, hey, we're not going to raise the interest rates anymore this year. So obviously, what do rates do? They bounce and they reflect that. So interest rates got even better. In 2020, they said, we're unsure at this time if we're even going to raise interest rates in 2020. So, you know, the weird thing is that prices, home prices are still up. They're still increasing. And now affordability is better than ever. It's just the sales price is a little higher, you know, versus what we were looking at in 2008. So what that means as a seller or an owner is that if you thought about selling, probably now is the best time to do it, because right now a buyer will pay more for your house than they will in 2020 or beyond, because it's more affordable now because the interest rates are lower. As an owner, if you have debt, if you have credit card debt or any other kind of debt, now's the time to roll that into your mortgage and keep your monthly outgo low as possible. Because if we do face a recession, you still need somewhere to live, but we get rid of that overall outgo. And a lot of people are saving, you know, $400, $500, even up to $1,000 a month, rolling in their credit card interest into their mortgage. So that's something to think about, because right now your rate's going to be lower than ever. So we want to, you know, lower consumer debt so that if we do hit a recession, you just have your mortgage payment. The next thing we want to talk about is buyers, right? So as a buyer, well, should I wait then to see how the economy? Well, the thing is the feds want, and the government doesn't want a recession. They want to avoid it. So they're going to do everything they can to make sure that prices don't drop. So in my opinion, they're going to prices will stabilize and interest rates might get higher. So now is the only time that it's going to be the most affordable for you too, to get into a home. So regarding FHA. So FHA rolled out that a good chunk of percentage, 25% to 30% of their FHA, basically the bulk of buyers or the bulk of FHA borrowers have under a 640 credit score. And obviously we know the lower your score, the more risk you are at defaulting. And on top of being under 640, you held a debt to income ratio over 50%. So most of 50% of your gross income was going to debt, which means, you know, we all know that your take home is different than your gross pay. So most people are basically just living paycheck to paycheck. So the government thought that there's a good chance that we could have a recession, because once people start defaulting and people start not paying their mortgage, boom, that puts us into a spiral. So to avoid that, FHA has decided that we will no longer allow people under a 640 credit score to get financing if their debt to income ratio is over 43%. So what that means is, either get your credit score over 640, work with a loan officer or a realtor that knows how to do that, or understand that you got to keep your debt low to afford housing. So one of the tricks that the government's doing here is to avoid us from going into recession with defaults happening. And then secondly, keeping price is low. So when you have 25% of FHA buyers could afford your house, but now no longer can, that means 25% pool of your buyers are gone, which, you know, less buyers means less demand. So that keeps housing prices stabilized rather than increasing and out of control. So it's all just an adjustment. I kind of like these new changes. There are some tricks in the changes that are a little bit difficult internally, but that's not for you guys to worry about. That's for the professionals to care about. But I just really wanted to stress that if you own now, now's the time to refinance, lower your interest rate, or roll in any debt that you have to keep your overall outgo low. If you are an owner and you thought to sell, now is the time to do it, because your price, your value is not going to get much higher and your home's more affordable for buyers. So they'll pay maybe a little more. And if you're interested in buying, well, we know interest rates can only go up, and we don't expect them prices to drop. We just expect them to stabilize. So that's my opinion. Thanks guys for listening, and save, share, and post if you guys have any comments. Thanks.